This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is going to sound like a weird thing to say, but there's a lot of water out there in this economy this year. There's been farms flooded in the Midwest. We talked to Austin Golding, our barge guy, a couple of weeks ago about the problems the high water on the Mississippi River has been causing him. And the Great Lakes are at record high levels this summer as well. That is good, kind of better for shipping, but it's bad, kind of along the shorelines. From Minnesota Public Radio, Dan Crocker explains.
In the past couple years, the city of Duluth has learned the hard way just how powerful Lake Superior can be. Nearly 2 years ago, 60-mile-per-hour winds created waves that shredded seawalls and destroyed roads. 6 months later, another big storm caused more damage, and then last fall, a third storm hit. The waves were 20 feet tall. They ripped apart a section of the city's popular Lake Walk bike and pedestrian trail. Mike LeBeau is supervising the rebuilding. It will cost about $3 million. He says the storm was the worst yet.
That last storm in October 18 took away acres of land.
It tipped over lights, flipped over sections of the boardwalk. I'm talking to LeBeau on a much calmer day when Lake Superior looks like blue glass. He says the storms have taken a toll.
So it's been hard for the city to catch its breath, frankly.
All told, the storms caused nearly $30 million in damage. Lake Superior's gales are legendary, and LeBeau says high water has made recent storms even more destructive. It's a similar story elsewhere around the Great Lakes, where beaches have disappeared, docks are submerged, and lakeshore is eroding away. But the high water is a boon for the giant freighters that transport grain, iron ore, and other cargo across the lakes. That's because deeper water allows ships to carry more.
A great example of this is a vessel like the Edwin H. Gott, which can carry an additional 267 tons of iron ore per extra inch of draft.
Jason Roan is a spokesperson for the Duluth Seaway Port Authority. He says just one extra inch of water allows the ship to carry an extra $26,000 of ore.
And then multiply it by more than 30 trips over the course of a shipping season, it adds up to some significant benefits.
It's hard to believe that only 6 years ago, the shipping industry was complaining about record low water. Great Lakes water levels began dropping quickly in the late 90s. That drop was fueled by warm lake temperatures, which led to high evaporation rates. Then, about 5 years ago, lake levels started to rise really fast. That was driven largely by an increase in rain and snowfall. University of Michigan environmental science professor Drew Grunewald says these rapid fluctuations between high and low water levels may be the new normal for the Great Lakes.
I do think it is prudent for any planning decisions to take a look at the historical highs and historical lows and recognize that at some point in the next couple of decades, it's extremely likely that we'll continue to oscillate between those two.
Which puts people who live and work along the lakes in a tough spot. Some landowners have moved their homes farther away from the eroding shore. But in Duluth, Mike LeBeau says that's not an option for the city's lake walk. There's no place to move it.
There are places where the solution is retreat. And there was nowhere to retreat here, so we have to do the best that we can come up with and afford and hope that it lasts a long, long time.
The city has hauled in giant boulders to bolster the lake walk and is building a thick concrete wall to protect it from big Lake Superior storms. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Dan Crocker for Marketplace.